his most recent album, Nicaragua. 9:28 now. We've got Country Joe McDonald coming up as our guest in the final hour of the program today. And we'll get back to our maiden voyage after these messages.
Tri-State Dodge dealer invites you to stop in and watch the hot front-wheel drive Dodge Caravan show its stuff. Demand has been so great for this functional, economical, and fun-to-drive vehicle that supplies have been limited until now. Because your Tri-State Dodge dealer now has the great selection you've been waiting for. But hurry, they won't last long. The 1985 Dodge Caravan, appearing in great numbers at your Tri-State Dodge dealer.
Gary Cutter.
Boy, New York is some town. What spirit, what life, what enthusiasm.
Strike!
What umpires. Hey, what's happening? What the? It's a helicopter carrying a New York Newsday newsstand. So tell me, is this the way they deliver papers in New York?
Hi, Gary, get your New York Newsday. More city news, more neighborhood news, more late sports than ever before.
Let's see that sports section. Yeah, here's a big story about the Mets. And a picture of me. Well, I have to admit, I sure do like New York Newsday's sports section.
Play ball!
I could do without him.
Look for New York Newsday's introductory offer at your newsstand or call 718-NEWSDAY for a special home delivery offer. New York Newsday, more than the news.
In today's New York Newsday, get a sneak peek at the big summer movies and more in a special summer entertainment preview.
Make today count with New York's numbers.
Saying, what's a lot of fun, costs 50 cents and makes thousands of New Yorkers richer every day.
A thousand times a day, a winner walks away, yeah.
Make today count with New York's numbers, make today count.
It feels so good to do, a little light could shine on you.
Make today count with New York's numbers, make today count.
It's New York's Daily Numbers, the three-digit game you can play any day of the week. And with thousands of people just like you winning cash every day, what are you waiting for?
A thousand times a day, a winner walks away.
New York's numbers, make today
count.
And the winning numbers last night were in the daily lottery 196 and the win 4-2-1-8-6. 29 minutes before 10, Pete Fornital on Mixed Bag. It is 67 degrees under sunny skies. Now we have a revised forecast for New York City and vicinity. Sunny this morning with increasing cloudiness this afternoon. It'll be warm, though, with highs near 80. Tonight, clearing and mild, low near 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with increasing humidity, high 85 to 90. So that's the picture for the holiday weekend. And here's some of the music for it, too. Our maiden voyage this week by Peter, Paul, and Mary at WNEW-FM.
You read about Samson, you read about his birth. He was the strongest man that ever lived on earth. One day as Samson was a-walking alone, he looked down on the ground, he saw an old jawbone. He lifted up that jawbone and he swung it over his head. And when he got to moving, 10,000 was dead.
If I had my way,
yeah!
is all of this land. Ooh.
Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing, all over this land. It's a hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. It's a song about love between the brothers and the sisters.
At 1027, that's Peter, Paul, and Mary from their very first album, released back in May of 1962. We call it our maiden voyage this week with Pete Seeger's If I Had a Hammer. Before that, If I Had My Way, written by the Reverend Gary Davis, also called Samson and Delilah. We heard it both by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the more recent version by our old friends, the Washington Squares. 21 minutes before 10 o'clock, Pete Fornital on Mixed Bag. We'll be back with our weekly theme set after these. Before 10, Pete Fornital on Mixed Bag with our Memorial Day theme set at WNAW-FM.
Photographs of guns and flame, scarlet skull and distant game, bayonet hand, jungle grin, nightmares dreamed by bleeding men, lookouts tremble on the shore. No man can find the war.
She preferred the battle continued on.
Tell me what's that you see, marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like handsome Johnny with a musket in his hand, marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, what's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields to start listening. Hey, wait for the bullets to start whistling. Hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb. And here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb. I can almost hear its whistle. I can almost hear its whistle.
before. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
Flowers gone, long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone, long time ago? Where have all the flowers gone?
Young girls have picked them, every one.
Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they? Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls have picked them, every one.
We conclude our Memorial Day theme set with Peter, Paul, and Mary, coincidentally from our featured album this week, their first, Pete Seeger's Where Have All the Flowers Gone, Buffy St. Marie before that, her own composition, Universal Soldier, Richie Havens from the Mixed Bag album, Handsome Johnny, Suzanne Vega from her debut with The Queen and the Soldier, and the late Tim Buckley. Starting things off with No Man Can Find the War. It's a minute after 10. Pete Fornatale on Mixed Bag in our final hour today. Country Joe McDonald will be our guest. Right now it's the news at WNEW-FM in New York.
A killer storm in Bangladesh. I'm Jeff Finch from The Source. And at least 10,000 people may have drowned in the hurricane-generated storm surges that swept across the Bay of Bengal, sweeping over low-lying areas of that nation just east of India. Reporter Jonathan Mann in New Delhi says most of the known dead lived on a minuscule island just off the mainland.
It's one of a number of tiny islands which are on the Bangladesh coast. It's so small that the island Urachar does not even appear on most maps of the region.
Storm surges have hit Bangladesh before, but this one may be one of the worst in terms of loss of life. Two tankers docked at a Spanish port near Gibraltar exploded, one right after the other early today. Authorities say that at least 25 people are known dead and others are missing. The U.S., Soviet Union, and Japan have been holding quiet talks on air safety, according to today's New York Times. The paper says negotiators hope to draw up new rules that would minimize the chances of another Korean Airlines tragedy. 269 people died on September 1st, 1983, when a Soviet jet shot down a Korean jumbo jet that had strayed over Soviet airspace. What were those two bright lights that streaked across the skies over the western part of the country last night? A Federal Aviation Administration official in Los Angeles says they may have been caused by missile tests at California's Vandenberg Air Force Base. But at the base, Major Ken St. John says no.
I did not see these streaks myself personally, and However, I live right here on Vandenberg Air Force Base, and I'll absolutely guarantee we didn't launch anything from the base.
The lights were seen from San Francisco down to Phoenix. And America's premier auto race, the Indianapolis 500, begins in just a few hours, and pace car celebrity James Garner is almost as excited as the drivers.
When I was about 12 years old, learned how to drive a car. I've always enjoyed automobiles, always driven them. Used to drive hot rods in California in the 40s. Owned quite a few race cars in the 60s and 70s. And drove a little bit myself, so I've always enjoyed it.
The weather forecast for the 500, sunny with a mercury in the 80s. And that's news. I'm Jeff Finch from The Source.
Never say soft drink, say Perrier. Never say soda, say Perrier. Never say seltzer, say Perrier. Earth's first soft drink. Never say cola, say Perrier. Never say diet, say Perrier. Never say mixer, say Perrier. Earth's first soft drink, Perrier. The Earth's first soft drink, Perrier. The Earth's first soft drink, Perrier. Try something different. Try the taste that's natural. Something that's new. Perrier with a twist.
Now you can buy Perrier with a twist of lemon, a twist of lime, or a twist of orange. No sugar, no salt, no calories, nothing artificial. Just the refreshing taste you get with a twist.
Perrier, the Earth's first soft drink, Perrier.
Now, with a twist.
The Earth's first soft drink, Perrier.
Hey, Linda, look at this old picture.
Oh, Mr. Stevens' soda fountain.
First time I saw you was at that fountain.
Oh?
I had to drink three sodas before you'd even look at me.
Capture the love of your life on Kodakala VR Films. Why trust your golden moments to anything less?
And after all that we've been through...
About those sodas?
I'm still so in love with you.
Yeah.
Glad you're mine.
You didn't have to drink them.
As time goes by...
Kodak Film, because time goes by.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
So how does it feel to be Mrs. Evans for a day?
Well, not much different than it felt 10 minutes ago the last time you called.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You eating something?
You could say that again.
Hey, you eating something?
Yeah, froze fruit.
Froze fruit? What's that?
Oh, it's this real frozen fruit on a stick.
Oh?
It's full of pineapple.
Oh, pineapple?
Yeah, my favorite.
Your favorite?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that a little secret you've been keeping from me?
Oh, it's so delicious.
Uh-huh.
Mm, one bite and I go to pieces.
Oh, go to pieces, huh?
Pieces of tangy pineapple.
Pieces of pineapple after one bite?
Yeah.
What happens after the second bite?
Well, after the second bite...
Hey, wait, I didn't mean that. No, don't take another... the bite. I'll be right home.
Introducing Froze Fruit. Real frozen fruit on a stick. Tastes so good, it must be bad. In 13 mouth-watering flavors. As little as 68 calories per bar. At your supermarket, deli, grocery, or anywhere there's a freezer.
All right now, where's that Froze Fruit hiding?
Froze Fruit. The only thing unreal is the taste.
71 degrees under cloudy skies now. Uh-oh. Our forecast, increasing cloudiness this afternoon. Warm, though, with a high near 80. Tonight, clearing and mild, low near 60. Tomorrow, Memorial Day, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot, with increasing humidity and a high 85 to 90. The long-range outlook for returning home on Monday night and going to work on Tuesday, there's a chance of a shower or thunder shower Monday night or early Tuesday morning, then becoming partly cloudy and cooler. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, Pete Fornichal, this Sunday, May 26th on Mixed Bag. Coming to town this week on Thursday the 30th at the Bottom Line, John Hall. And here he is in his days with Orleans at WNEW-FM.
Starting, night is calling, and I am falling. Dance with me.
your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
Would you like to learn to dance? Well, I can show you that. Got a book here with all you need to know. We can draw the Arthur Murray patterns right here on the floor. And all you have to do is follow. And then we'll dance around the room a while. You can lead now if you want to, I don't mind. Nothing I wouldn't do to see a smile. Go dancing across your face in perfect time. Dancing across your face in perfect time. Try a little loving, I don't mind, I don't mind.
At 102.7, that is Tom Intondi. What a good song from his album House of Water. It's called Then God Will Dance, and Tom will be appearing on Friday, May 31st. Two shows at the Speakeasy on McDougal Street. Tom Intondi, the late Steve Goodman before that. Would you like to learn to dance? We heard Leonard Cohen from his latest, Dance Me to the End of Love. And Orleans, starting things off, probably their biggest hit, Dance With Me, the days when John Hall was a member of the band. He's out on his own, of course, now, and will be appearing on Thursday the 30th at the Bottom Line. 10:23 at 102.7. Coming up later this hour, Country Joe McDonald will be our guest, and we have a couple of final selections from The Maiden Voyage by Peter, Paul, and Mary after these.
This is the sound that's spreading throughout the world. The sound of tears. Tears for fears. From the Big Chair, the album that's bringing the world to tears. Tears for Fears, featuring the international hits Everybody Wants to Rule the World and Shout, on Mercury Records, cassettes, and compact discs.
Available at The Wiz, $4.99 LP and cassette.
Hey, you, drop the turntables. Where do you think you're going?
I'm the disc jockey for the Connors affair inside.
Oh, is that so? Let me check the list here. No, it says here to let in only the pros.
Only the pros?
That's right, because only the pros are good enough to entertain all these people.
Yes, but I...
Look, fella, do you know which DJs have put the life into more than 40,000 parties for over a million people?
Well, I...
Only the pros. And if you dial 1-800-THE-PROS, who do you think's going to pick up the phone, huh?
Well, I suppose.
Only the pros. And who do you think delivers DJs with personality to get the crowd up and dancing all night long at every wedding and anniversary and reunion and banquet?
Only
the pros. And what do you think it'll take to let you in to see the pros do their stuff?
Only $20.
Step right in. You.
Summer is around the corner, and the pros are having a special on July and August parties. Call now and join the fun. Dial 1-800-THE-PROS.
Our guest today is Durwood Spoon, founder of Excuses Unlimited.
Founder and president.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. You're merely the victim of a regrettable oversight by someone in your research department.
Well, actually, it was my error.
Never admit that. Let us create an ironclad excuse.
Well, suppose I had to tell my wife that I didn't do anything about replacing her car because I forgot to check out the Times Classified last Sunday.
Oh, there's no excuse for that.
Nothing?
Everybody knows the New York Times Classified is there 7 days a week.
If you're buying or selling, hiring or job hunting, you should know the New York Times Classified works as hard as you do every day of the week. That's why you find so many classified ads in the Times weekdays, and why so many people say, I bought it, I sold it, I found it through the New York Times.
Maybe I can help you.
You'll give me an excuse?
No, I'll lend you the Times Classified.
To place your ad, call 1-800-ADTIMES. Ad Times. People get results through the New York Times.
The Bottom Line presents tonight Tom Brown and Roy Ayers on Thursday the 30th, as I mentioned, John Hall with the Persuasions. May 31st, the Chesterfield Kings with Raunch Hands. June 1st, an evening with Elaine Boosler, shows being videotaped for a cable TV special. June 7th and 8th, P.F. Sloan and Tommy Koenig. June 14th and 15th, David Bromberg. June 26th and 7th, Buddy Rich and his big band. June 28th and 29th, NRBQ with K.D. Lang. July 1st and 2nd, James Cotton plus 7. July 12th and 13th, the 4th annual Harry Chapin concert for World Hunger Year. Doors open at 6:30 for dinner. Shows Sunday through Thursday at 8 and 11. Shows Friday and Saturday at 8:30 and 11:30. For information, call 228-7880. 1027 Pete Fornital on Mixed Bag. Joining us in just a bit, Country Joe McDonald. Right now, though, some final selections from The Maiden Voyage by Peter, Paul, and Mary at WNEW-FM.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from the lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. I fear you'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree. Brown. I taught him for to whistle, to sing and dance and run. His legs, they were 14 yards long, his ears so very wide. Around the world in half a
upon him I could ride. Sing, carry your day, sing, autumn to May. And he who tells a bigger tale would have to tell a lie. Sing, carry your
birthday greetings to Peter Yarrow on the 31st. That's our maiden voyage this week, the very debut album by Peter, Paul, and Mary back in May of 1962. We heard Autumn to May and Lemon Tree. It's 27 minutes before 11 o'clock. This is Pete Fornatale on Mixed Bag, and I'll be back with my special guest, Country Joe McDonald, after these messages.